what the so-called professional critics say. In a way I can understand, you know, they hear so much music. I don't sort of sound too much like them in a way, but I would say I was anti-development in a sense, and I was anti-evolution, and I was anti-progress. I mean, I'm saying that to be provocative, because I believe, and that's the thing that somebody said to me about Eternity Sunrise. They said that it was a piece that you couldn't actually put a century to. And if one can get anywhere near to anybody saying that, and I remember a Greek saying, you know, if you could dig up a 6th century man and confront him with a piece of 20th century or 18th century or 17th century music, would he understand it? Would he know, you know, I mean, this is quite a ridiculous situation because you couldn't do it. But I mean, I think that he ought to be able to, is what I would say.
Ought to be able to
recognize it as music, yes. I was very ill in Damascus once, and I remember hearing a beggar calling on the name of God, but I thought, my God, afterwards, not at the time, I was so ill, but afterwards, my God, I'd much rather, that was the music that soothed me, to hear a Beethoven symphony, or even the last quartet at that time. It's just, it's too sophisticated, the music is too art for art's sake, without having any connection with life.
In hearing you talk about,
you know, following the inspiration as it strikes you, and especially in hearing you speak about these, for example, the funeral pieces that seem to just have come fully formed after the death of someone close to you, it doesn't seem like the artifice, the act of building a piece of music is necessarily so important to you.
No, I think that we've reached a state in music where it's become so superly sophisticated, and so much people become specialists in music critics, specialists in modern music, specialists in opera, specialists in all the rest of it, and to have become totally separated from life itself. If one remembers in Plato's Greece, the right notes had to be found before Parliament could be opened. So connected was music with life. I think Sooth, I mean, that's why the Orthodox Church has such a marvellous, you follow it through, and everything has become so sophisticated. And I suppose that applies to death too, because it's the one subject people find incredibly difficult to talk about.
And yet you obviously find it quite natural.
I almost find it uplifting, yes. I almost find it uplifting. Insofar as it inspires music from me. But I say not from me, because I think I must return to the fact that I don't believe it comes through me. I believe it's that intellective organ of the heart, or the man of light, that's within every single one of us. It just depends whether we allow it to become ignited or not.